That it is our honor to invite Sheikh Mustafa Araki from the United Kingdom, who is going to be speaking to the believers tonight about the reminder of Allah on the earth. According to the Holy Quran, we invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونستهديه ونستنصره ونستغفره ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم أنبيائه وأفضل سفرائه حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين لا سيما بقية الله الأعظم روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. For the hastening of the reappearance of our Imam, our Hujjah, Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, please recite aloud salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. According to the Islamic mode of thinking, this universe has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, for a specific purpose. The whole universe as a whole unit has been created by Allah for a specific goal and a specific purpose. Every single creation in this universe has also been created for a purpose, for a specific goal. This is what we understand from our religion, from our texts, our sources. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakim, he's wise. All his actions, according to the Holy Quran, is for a specific goal and a specific purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ مَا خَلَقْنَا نَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says in this holy verse of Surah Al-Dukhan that we didn't create the universe, the skies and the earth and all these creations between them, but for a specific goal. We didn't create them as an amusement, for a game, for playing about. مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. We created them for a specific purpose, according to justice. So there is a goal, there's a purpose for this whole creations. So if there is a goal, there is a purpose, it means that this creation, for Allah's action to be completed, must ascertain that goal and purpose. Otherwise, Allah's action will be incomplete. It would be absurd. It would be incomplete. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure from an incomplete action. Allah is the most complete being. All His actions are according to wisdom. And if there is a specific goal to be ascertained by that action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will definitely be maintained and ascertained. We are the human beings. We have been also created. We are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a specific goal. And let me open a bracket here. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us this very accurate and exact religion. A religion in which everything has been explained with wisdom, with rational proof. This is our religion. This is what we must be proud about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that your religion is a religion of dialogue. You must go and speak to people, hear their argument, and be able to give them the truth, the true argument, and to be able to convince them on the truth and the true stance. This is our religion. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْ إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Tell them, address these Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, to come and have dialogue, let's talk about our common grounds. This is a means of getting closer. This is a means of finding out the truth. This is our religion. To the extent that, so our religion is religion of intellect. It's religion of dialogue. It's the religion of rationality. This is something very important. So the youth, they must know that every ruling in Islam is according to a specific goal, a specific ruling, a specific argument, and you could say a specific proof. To the extent that one of the sources of our Sharia is Aql. Aql is one of the sources of Sharia. So if a logical argument deducts a conclusion, that conclusion is the ruling of Sharia. Given that specific argument or that proof is according to its specific rulings, it's a professional, is it technically it should be correct. If this argument, this rational argument, is technically right and correct, the conclusion of this argument is according to Sharia. Aql is a means of deducting the rule of Sharia. This is our religion. One of the sources of Sharia is Aql. Just as Quran is one of the sources of our Sharia, of deducting the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as the Sunnah, the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt salamullahi ta'ala alayhim, is one source of deducting the rules of Sharia, Aql is also one of the sources. This was just in a bracket. I just wanted to mention this. So, every creation has been created for a specific goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His holy book that the goal and the purpose for creating the mankind is for mankind to establish justice on the face of earth. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the time that He created Prophet Adam alayhi salam all the way to our last Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. There was this very important task given to these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, they were appointed, they were assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to come to establish a just society. Through whom? Through people. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا. We sent our rusul, our messengers, with manifest proof, with clear proof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for people to identify that this person which claims to be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be identified by the people that this is he who is truly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they must come and present a manifest proof. وَأَنزَلْنَا So this is the mu'jizah, the miracle that the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present, they show to people in order to prove and in order to convince people that they are truly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And along with that, Allah gives them two things. وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمْ Allah reveals, this is from Allah. Two things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal with these messengers. One is the kitab, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a book in which the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been explained, have been elaborated for the people. This is the first thing that the messenger comes with. The book of rules, the books of commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And along with that, there is another very important thing sent down, and that is mizan, a balance. Obviously, this verse doesn't mean that Allah, when He sends down a messenger, gives him a physical balance or a measurer, a weight with the messenger. This is not what the holy verse suggests. It means something else, which I will explain inshallah. So they come with the manifest proof, and along with them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the book and the balance in order to what? For the people to establish justice. It is the duty of whom to establish justice? The people. In other verses of the Holy Quran, Allah addresses the people that your duty is to be just, to weigh things according to justice. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ When you want to measure things, measure them with justice. وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ Be just in your weighing and measuring. Do not defraud people. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعْهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ The verses, the beginning verses of Surah Al-Rahman. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ Firstly, أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ And established weight with justice and fall not short in the balance. Allah tatqaw fil mizan. So it means that this mizan, this balance that Allah sends with His messengers has this characteristic that people might transgress this balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent with the messengers. Allah tells them, Allah tatqaw, do not transgress this mizan. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ And establish the weight with justice and fall not short in the balance. So, according to these verses, firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering, is commanding you to establish this balance according to justice. Be establish justice and use this balance in order to establish it. So, this is our duty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the people are responsible. They have a responsibility towards these messengers. The messengers have been sent for a purpose. You have been created for a purpose. Your purpose is to use these guidelines, these two precious things that we have sent down with these messengers in order to establish justice. So this is our duty. Our duty is in to establish justice, we need two very important things in order to carry out this task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to carry out. Firstly, if you want to establish justice, we need to know what are the rulings of this justice. What is the meaning of this justice? How is this justice defined? What are the different angles of this justice? In different dimensions, in different arenas, in different subjects, what are the characteristics of this justice? So we need a book for explaining these elements and these factors which define justice for us. That is the book which has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first thing we need. We need to know what justice is in order to be able to implement it, in order to carry it out, in order to establish it. We need to know what justice is. We need one more thing in addition to this book of ruling, of this, you could say, the content of justice. In addition to this, we need a means in order to measure in practice exactly what justice is in the worldly affairs. And that is the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. We need the balance, which is a tool for measuring things, to be able to understand where justice stands, where haq is, where batil is. This is a tool for measurement. Of measurement of what? Measurement of where justice is, where evil is, where justice stands, where injustice stands. To be able to define the boundaries of justice, we need this balance. This is what the balance comes in use for. So, we need balance. What is this balance? This balance is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down with the holy messengers, which are the holy beings of A'imma, the Imam salamullahi ta'ala alayhim. And we have in our narrations that this mizan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this holy verse of Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 25, that the holy beings of the A'imma salamullahi ta'ala alayhim. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, when he came across this holy verse, he says, we are nahnul mizan, we are these balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this holy verse. Amir al-Mu'mineen has mentioned this, that we are the mizan. So, all the nations, all the people have this responsibility. When Allah addresses the nations, He's addressing all the nations from the beginning of the history until the end. All of us, the nation of Prophet of Islam, from the beginning of revelation, they are responsible for this duty. All the way to the nations that are living now, all the Muslims, they are responsible towards this duty to establish justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided the people, the nations, with two very important things that they are the requirements, what you need in order to apply, in order to implement, in order to carry out this task, which is the book and the balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you free will, has given the people free will, and He has ordered you to carry out these orders. If He is ordered us, it means that we are capable of that. All the means of carrying out the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the task that Allah has ordered us to do, has been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He doesn't provide us with the means, with the tools with which we need in order to carry out the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means Allah, we have hujja against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's not the case. Allah says, فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ. Allah has always has the conclusive argument. If we don't have the means for carrying out justice, for establishing justice, It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not provided us with the tools, with the means with which we need in order to carry out the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is pure from this. Allah doesn't do this. When Allah orders you, it means He's providing you all the means you need in order to carry out the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He has provided us the balance. He has provided us the book. He has given us the means. And that means this two precious things that Allah has sent down should be with the people all the time. Otherwise, the people who don't have these two tools for in order to carry out that order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have hujjah, they would have proof. Oh Allah, you didn't give us the means for carrying out your order. That's not the case. As I said, this is the logic of Islam. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Everything is according to justice. So it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. I have sent my manifest truth with these messengers in order for you, the people, to establish justice. You need two things. Those means are the necessities for you to establish justice. These two things I have sent out. You have it. You have it with you at all time. We need a balance in order to establish justice. Allah has given us the book. We got the Holy Quran. The rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been explained in this holy book. And along with that, we need a tool, a means in which we can measure right from wrong. We need a balance. The balance in the holy being of Imam Salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Allah has provided us with that as well. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. This is Surah Al-Qisas, verse number 51. For the guidance of the people, we bring our words of revelation connected to one another. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلِ. This call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this command of Allah, this book of ruling, this means of applying and implementing justice has been connected from the beginning of revelation until now. لَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلِ. This word of revelation has been connected one generation after the other. There is no gap between them. This is why we believe that according to the Shia doctrine, there must be a hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth at all times. There must be a proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah has ordered the people to carry out justice. How are we supposed to carry out justice? Okay, Allah has given us the book. But when you look into the book, there are some people when they want to interpret the verses of the Quran, there is contradictions. The arguments, one says this verse says this, the other says it says the other. There's arguments, there's dispute in explaining, in interpreting the holy verses of the Quran. We need a live proof, a live tool, a live being in order to show us the way. And that is the holy being of the Quran. So, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلِ. This word of revelation is connected from generation to the next for the people to be able to carry out the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered them. Shaykh Saduq, rahmatullahi alayhi, he has one whole book, Kamaluddin wa Tamamun Ni'ma, or Ikmaluddin wa Itmamun Ni'ma. This whole book has been authored by Shaykh Saduq, rahmatullahi alayhi, in order to establish this argument that there must always be a hujjah, a proof of Allah on earth in order for the existence of mankind to continue on the face of earth. The people living, the ummah, the nations, they are of two kinds. Either they have this capacity, they are prepared to establish justice, Allah will give them the chance to live in order to come for a time for that purpose of their creations to be established. This is the case. When we, I'll give you an example, when we live in our daily affairs, when we get something, when we build something, we have a purpose. If that purpose is not fulfilled, the existence of this thing, the creation of that thing, would be absurd. It would be unwise. If, for example, you build a house, why? What's the purpose of building a house? In order to live in it. It's for your residence. In order to have comfort in it. If this house is not able to give you comfort, if you're not able to live in this house, to reside in it, what's the purpose of it? You need to destroy it, destruct it, and rebuild it. There's no point for you having a something that the purpose of it is living, is comfort, residence, but you're not able to use it in that way for that purpose. What do you do with it? You need to demolish it, rebuild it in order to be able to use it in the way that you want it to be. So if a nation has this capacity, has this ability in order to establish justice, Allah will give it the chance to live in order for it to come for a time to establish it. Otherwise, if a nation does not have this capacity, Allah doesn't let this nation to continue existence. This is according to the verses of Surah An-Nuh. In the story of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Nuh, he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. Oh Allah, do not leave on the earth any inhabitant from among the faithless. Let me just point to this very important point. The prayers of the prophets salamullahi ta'ala alayhim and their appeals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like our prayers. When we ask something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is according to our likes and dislikes, what we feel is right, what we feel we need. But the prophets, when they ask something, when they appeal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not according to their inner desires. It wasn't like that the Holy Prophet was fed up with his people, that he was so tired, he was so exhausted of his people, then he came to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, just send your adab on these people. That wasn't the case for Prophet. All the prophets are like this. They are the hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah wants to carry out something, as I said, it's according to Allah's rule, Allah's tradition of the creation. This is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it has to be said from the mouth of the Holy Prophet. The time when it reached that the nation of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, they did not have the capacity, they were not eligible, not only themselves, also in their generations, they had no chance for establishing justice. There comes the time for the Holy Prophet of Allah to ask, to send out his storm, to send down his adab and his chastisement of the people. وَقَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. This is when Prophet Nuh asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't leave on earth any inhabitant from these people who are faithless. إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ. Allah, if you leave them, they will lead astray your servants and will not beget except vicious ingrates. إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ. وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. Even in their creations, they will not give birth to anybody except a oppressor. So this is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either a nation has this capacity, is able to establish that purpose that Allah has created them for, or they will be subject to destruction and annihilation. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions according to the holy verse. So there must always be a source of justice for people. This is the meaning of Baqiyatullah khayrun lakum. Baqiyat of Allah, the remainder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A being which will always exist on the face of earth in order for the people to refer to him, to be able to carry out the duty towards Allah, the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned them, has entitled them to carry out. It is in a riwayah from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that a person approaches this holy Imam and asks the holy Imam that if we want to call on to Qa'im, that last savior, how can we call him? With what, which title should we give to him? Are we able to call him with Imratul Mu'mineen, Amirul Mu'mineen? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam tells him, no. This title is solely given to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Not a single person, no before him, no after him, can be given this title. This is specially for Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This title of Amirul Mu'mineen, the master of the believers, is solely, specifically given to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Then he asks, how can we call on to him? The Imam says, call on to him, As-salamu alayka ya baqiyat Allah. So when you want to call him, say, Ya Baqiyat Allah, Assalamu Alaika Ya Baqiyat, oh, the remainder of Allah on earth. Then the holy Imam recites this holy verse, Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. So the remainder of Allah is that source of justice, that means of justice that the people require in order to be able to carry out that task that Allah has entitled the people to carry out. So we have a very important responsibility. Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he launched this great revolution, his task, his purpose, his ambition was to establish, to carry out that responsibility that is on the shoulders of all the nations, to carry out, establish justice. We all are responsible towards this mission of Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The philosophy of appointing the Imam is to establish justice. So assisting this system which is established on the foundations of Wilayatul Faqih is something that we are responsible towards. If you want to assist our Imam, if you want to assist our Hujjah, Salamullahi ta'ala alayhi, it is for us to assist this system, to help this system to prevail, to develop. This is our responsibility. What does Wilayatul Faqih means? This is the meaning of Wilayatul Faqih, the authority of the knowledgeable. Authority of knowledgeable. This is the most convenient, the most sensible means of ruling a country, a state. What does it mean? Wilayatul Faqih means if the people want to have a system of governance, this system of governance should be established according to justice. This is something that our common sense tells us. It should be established according to justice. Now, what are the rulings of the? Who is eligible for leading, for commanding, for generating the source of orders and commands in this society, in this system of governments? An agent which is aware, which has the knowledge of justice, to be able to know, to be able to implement it, to carry it out. If a person is not, does not have the knowledge of justice, what justice is here, what justice is there, how can he be able to carry it out? A person, in order to be able to carry out, he needs to be knowledgeable about justice. So faqih means a person who is knowledgeable about justice, who has the knowledge of justice. This is the first condition. The second condition, he should also be trustworthy. Faqih, adil, trustworthy in implementing, in carrying out that trust and that rule of justice. This is what wilayah faqih means. Wilayah of faqih means the authority of a knowledgeable person who is just. He has the knowledge of justice and he is also trustworthy in implementing that ruling of justice. So we have a duty. Tomorrow is a very, very decisive day for the people of the Islamic Ummah and the front and the mihwar of muqawama, the axis of resistance. It's a very decisive event taking place tomorrow, the elections, the election of Khabragan and the election of the parliament. Whatever we can do, we must do in order for the people to assist this system. If the people come and they attend, they take part and they participate in the elections, this system will be strengthened and the enemies will be weakened. And so this is our duty. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to carry out our duties towards our hujjah, towards Sahib al-Zaman, salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. And may Allah make us witness a day where the flag of wilaya, the flag of this nation, of this system of wilayat al-faqih, will be handed over to its true owner, Imam Sahib al-Zaman, salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, kama sallayta wa barakta wa tarahamta wa tahannanta ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim, innika hamidun majid. Wa salli allahumma ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.